What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 115. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using oral vancomycin to prevent recurrent C. diff infection, answer the drug information question, is the interaction between fentanyl and fluconazole significant for critical care patients, and share a resource for free drug information. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode115. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. I'm excited to announce that the Critical Care Pharmacy Academy had over 20 people enroll and is now in closed beta. Over the next few months, I'll be working hard with the founding members to make sure that the Academy becomes the premier place for hospital pharmacists and residents to learn about critical care pharmacy. You can sign up to be the first to be notified when the Academy reopens at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. A huge thank you to Pharmacy Mandy for reviewing my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, on Amazon. Mandy writes, "This book is great for pharmacists new to the emergency response team. Takes the fear out of what could be a very intimidating subject. Concise, well-organized, and a good reference. This is now required reading for my PGY1 pharmacy residents." Thanks, Mandy. Book reviews on Amazon help potential readers decide whether the book is for them. If you have purchased my book, thank you. I would really appreciate if you would take a moment to leave a review on Amazon. The article I'd like to discuss for this episode is titled "Efficacy of Oral Vancomycin in Preventing Recurrent C. diff Infection in Patients Treated with Systemic Antimicrobial Agents." The lead author is Nicholas Van Heys, and this was published in Clinical Infectious Diseases, August 2016. In high-risk patients, oral vancomycin prophylaxis against C. diff infection has been used when systemic antimicrobial therapy needs to be continued. The authors sought to evaluate whether oral vancomycin prophylaxis was effective in preventing C. diff infection. The trial was a retrospective cohort study in a large community teaching hospital. 203 patients were eligible for inclusion in the study. 71 patients received oral vancomycin prophylaxis at a dose of 125 milligrams twice daily, and 42 patients received oral vancomycin prophylaxis at a dose of 250 milligrams twice daily. The control group consisted of 132 patients who did not receive oral vancomycin prophylaxis. Characteristics were similar between groups. The oral vancomycin prophylaxis group may have been at greater risk for C. diff infection, as they were more likely to receive a carbapenem or a gastric acid suppressing agent such as famotidine or pantoprazole. C. diff infection was diagnosed in only 3 or 4.2% of the patients in the oral vancomycin prophylaxis group, compared with 26.6% in the control group. On closer analysis, 2 of the 3 patients in the oral vancomycin prophylaxis group were not even felt to have symptomatic C. diff infection. The authors concluded, "Oral vancomycin prophylaxis may be effective in reducing the risk of recurrent C. diff infection in patients who require systemic antimicrobial therapy. Prospective studies are needed to better define the risks and benefits of oral vancomycin prophylaxis in this vulnerable patient population." Often, antibiotic use cannot be avoided in hospitalized patients. It's comforting to have this information that suggests oral vancomycin prophylaxis can be used to significantly mitigate the risk of recurrent C. diff infection in such high-risk patients. I would not be surprised to see a similar study done with fidaxomicin. The drug information question for this episode is the interaction between fentanyl and fluconazole significant for critical care patients? My answer to the question is no. This is yet another interaction that my favorite book, Hanson and Horn's Top 100 Drug Interactions, demystifies. Computer alerts flash like crazy over the fentanyl-fluconazole interaction, with either Category 1 or Category 2 alerts. But fluconazole is a weak CYP3A4 inhibitor, except in larger doses. Fentanyl also has another pathway of elimination, P-glycoprotein, which is unaffected by fluconazole. And finally, fentanyl doses are titrated, and patients are closely monitored in critical care settings. Even if there were an interaction, it would not likely be clinically significant or something that the team could not manage. Hanson and Horn assigned this interaction their lowest category, Class 3, assess risk and take action if necessary. I was explaining this book to an anesthesiologist friend of mine, and he summed it up by saying, Hanson and Horn have the guts to assign a realistic interaction risk to drug combinations. And that's exactly why I like this book so much. If you want to check out the book, you can find a link to it in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode115. And finally, the resource for this episode is Farm Guide. Farm Guide is a collection of free drug information resources. This guide is intended to highlight the best free drug information resources on the web. It is maintained by members of the Pharmacy and Drug Information section of the Medical Library Association, members of the Special Libraries Association, and individual members of the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy. There are resources there for pricing, toxicology, pronunciation, and a lot more. And you can find a link to the Farm Guide resource, again in my show notes, at pharmacyjoe.com/episode115. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use the link pharmacyjoe.com/shop to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.